Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grizzlies back inside FedEx Forum tonight. Tip-off scheduled at 7 o'clock. The Pistons are in town. Grizz trying to extend their winning streak to 7 games. They are a 12.5-point favorite. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. A lot of people will be inside the building. Among them, Omari Sankofa, former Grizzlies beat writer, now cover the Pistons for the Detroit Free Press, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Omari, welcome back to Memphis. It's 26 degrees. It's good to see you again.
Appreciate the welcome, Gary. It's a little bit colder than I expected. It's usually warmer than Detroit, but not today.
I know. I just left New York this morning, and like, you know, I was talking to Bennett. I was like, it was warmer in New York this morning than it is in Memphis right now. This whole weather thing, I can't quite figure it out.
Yeah, crazy times we live in. Yeah, this is usually the coldest I've felt in Memphis. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to some warm weather, but no, it's snowing, so not great.
Not great. Talking to Omari Sankofa, who, of course, covers the Detroit Pistons for the Detroit Free Press. He's on Twitter at Omari Sankofa. Before we get to the Grizzlies, let's talk about the Pistons for a second. Cade Cunningham, number one overall pick, 2021 NBA draft. I don't imagine many people in this market have been following him, his progression game to game. How is Cade's rookie season going?
Overall, I think it's been good. It's had some ups and downs, which you expect to an extent with rookies, and of course, it makes it tougher when the team you play for currently has the Eastern Conference's second worst record. He had a slow start with a left ankle sprain, but since he's recovered from that, his numbers have been up pretty significantly. I don't know what the average is off the top of my head, but I know for the last month he's averaging around 18, 19 a game. He's been shooting it pretty well. His passing has been how he's advertised coming out of Oklahoma State. And he's had some clutch moments for him, too. He's already had his own little mini highlight reel of clutch shots, which unfortunately have not always led to wins just because this team right now is at the beginning of a rebuild. Like, this is not good. But overall, I think he's played well enough to where the Pistons brass feels pretty good about taking them number one so far.
Obviously, this Detroit franchise is a proud franchise. They've won world championships. People remember the Bad Boys. People remember the Larry Brown teams. As you noted, you know, they're 7-29. It is the second worst record from a winning percentage perspective in the East, and by extension, the second worst from a winning percentage perspective in the entire NBA. How is Detroit reacting to that? I think obviously everybody knows they're in a rebuild, but that can't be fun.
No, it's interesting because I think fans on some level understand when it's time for a rebuild. And, you know, for the Pistons, we haven't won a playoff game since 2008. And you've made moves over the last decade plus to close that gap. You know, of course, the Blake Griffin trade took place a few years ago, and those moves haven't worked out. You have to try something new. So there's the part of fans who understand, like, yeah, this is part of the NBA. To get out the middle, you have to sometimes take a step back so you can take a step forward. But then the losses start to pile on, and you know, it gets frustrating, and people begin to tune out. So I think we're beginning to see some of that now. This team recently lost 14 straight in December, which wasn't entirely their fault. You know, they had some guys enough to safety protocols. 8 guys, actually. They just got them back this week. They just had another guy enter today. And then, you know, their best player, Jeremy Grant, has been out with a thumb injury since early December. And then the biggest off-season signing, Kelly Olynyk, has also been out since early November. So it's been a lot of adversity through the halfway point. You know, and it's certainly not entirely their fault that they're And then we have 7 wins right now. But just from a fan standpoint, I think you want to watch winning. They're kind of just in the ugly phase of the rebuild right now. And, you know, the expectation is that maybe next season or season after it begin to turn around a bit. But right now, this is a team that's probably going to have another top 3 pick.
What's it like as a beat writer to cover that? It's loss after loss after loss, and you got to keep looking for angles. You got to stay engaged. From your perspective, what's it like to be on the road every game with this team, you know, covering a lot of losses?
It's been interesting because we weren't traveling last year. It was all Zoom, and especially coming in, you know, I started right when the pandemic hit. There's a lot of parts of the job that, you know, in a sense you're kind of gated off from just because you're not in the building. There's a lot of people you haven't met. So from that standpoint, you know, I've been traveling this season. The access has been a little bit better. It's been an improvement from that end. You know, and there's been some more opportunity to tell unique stories. But when a team is, you know, only have 7 wins, it is tough just from the standpoint of the stories you can write when a team is good that people are just going to read because it's fun to read about a winning team. And when the team is not good, you know, just, you know, like I'm a newspaper guy, so I'm writing almost every day. Some of those typical game stories just aren't quite going to have the, you know, appeal that they need them to. You know, so it's a part of the time of the year when you start to look ahead a little bit, you look at some draft stuff, you look at some trade deadline stuff. I think that stuff always does well regardless of the time of the year. And ideally, once, you know, assuming the league does get it on the other side of this outbreak at some point this year, some of the access could ease a bit and we can do some of the more personal player-related stuff, which I think fans like a lot more.
I'm talking to Omari Sankofa from the Detroit Free Press. He is on Twitter at Omari Sankofa. That's O-M-A-R-I-S-A-N-K-O-F-A. You know this Grizzlies franchise well. You used to cover it. How surprised are you that they played an extended period of time without Ja Morant, played an extended period of time without Dylan Brooks, and they're still 25-14, alone in fourth in the Western Conference standings?
I think this team has consistently, really since they drafted Ja and brought the new front office in, I think they've consistently been maybe a year ahead of expectations. You know, I think Ja's first year, they really kind of found some momentum toward the end. And, you know, of course, you know, last year, you know, Ja, thought he kind of got his first off the national spotlight, you know, during that playoff run or, you know, or playoff game, I should say. And then, you know, like this season, 11 games over 500. Last year, they played a good stretch for most of the season without Jaren Jackson. And then this year, of course, you know, Ja just missed some time. I just think they've consistently been a season ahead of schedule when you just look at a young team and how long it usually takes for them to gel and begin to win games. And a lot of that's just because of the way I think that they drafted, like getting Desmond Bane with the 30th pick. If you redo that draft, I think he's a top 10 pick pretty easily. You know, just the depth up and down the roster. So our young guys know how to play. Like you get the Anthony Melton, you know, a couple of years ago, he's been consistently a really good backup, you know, guard slash wing. The Tyus Jones signing was really good. You know, you get guys, you know, deeper in the draft. Like Brandon Clark, he's been a guy that's had some good moments for him. Xavier Tillman's held his own when the roster's been a little bit more banged up. Like you just find all these guys who know how to play. And you know, I think this team, when they compete every night, like that depth shows because you can withstand those injuries. So they've definitely been one of the better teams in the West this season. And I'm just curious to see where they go from here. Do you just kind of ride this out or do you make a move and kind of swing to that this team's ready to win right now?
Well, it's interesting because that's a conversation we sometimes have in this market. I think we entered the season thinking, all right, there's still a year, two, maybe even three away from actually competing in the West. And that might still be true, even though they are exceeding expectations. But there is some thought that, you know, if there's a big-time younger player who is available that you could put a package together and not necessarily push all in, for lack of a better phrase, right now, but actually go for it right now. If I put you in charge, how are you thinking about that?
Yeah, if I'm winning this team, I'm probably just going to give it another season just because if this team has exceeded expectations every year thus far and you're pretty comfortably in the top half of the West, you haven't really dealt with some of the adversity other teams have, there probably isn't a real incentive to speed the timeline up. You know, like a lot of these guys on the team are still barely old enough to drink, so there's not, you know, like there's a clock ticking per se. You know, like you compare that to the Lakers where, you know, LeBron just turned 37 and obviously, you know, I think the stakes for the season feel a lot higher for them than it does for Memphis. With that said, the Grizzlies are unique in that sense because they are a team that could probably be called a contender at this point that also has a lot of assets. You know, they still have draft picks. They have a lot of young guys that have, you know, contracts. You know, you have guys like Kyle Anderson who are, you know, making around $10 million and, you know, expiring. So it's pretty easy for them to put a package together and go out and get a player who can maybe speed things up and really make you a threat in the Western Conference. So, I don't know if they're in a crossroads. Like, I don't think they have to do anything per se. They could easily just let the season play out and make some decisions over the summer or even before the next trade deadline. But that does give them an advantage because if you do want to go out and get a player, you could probably put together a better package than most of the teams who are giving you in the standings. So that's an area that they could probably look at and do something now if they want to.
Circling back to Ja Morant, he is having obviously the best season of his career. It was revealed today that he's now third among Western Conference guards in votes for the NBA All-Star Game. I'd be interested to get your perspective because you no longer live here, but you are familiar with the franchise. How much is Ja Morant resonating outside of the Memphis market?
A lot. You know, I think Ja is a guy that, even though he's, like a modern player in a lot of ways, he's a tier one athlete who's exciting to watch every night. I think he kind of has like that throwback appeal too, you know, just from him being, like a fearless guy. I think you could say he has an old school mindset. People have compared him to, like a Derrick Rose, like an Allen Iverson, and I think those are fair comparisons. And he's in the midst of a breakout season. This was like the first year where he's really, truly been in a national spotlight. You're seeing his highlights every single night. You're seeing him, get discussed on ESPN. You have guys like Kevin Durant giving him props after games, saying, this guy, he's got it. It feels like he's really making the leap this season, not just from a play standpoint, but from a popularity standpoint. And, I do think he'll be an all-star. He's third in all-star voting right now. I'm sure now that Memphis fans and Ja Morant fans everywhere see where he's at. There could be a second push to get him even higher, maybe similar to what Trae Young got a couple years ago when he really broke out for the first time. This feels pretty real, from the media standpoint. I think the media's been paying attention. I think he's a guy who's going to be pretty high in the conversation for sure.
Wrapping up here with Omari Sankofa from the Detroit Free Press. Pistons in town tonight playing the Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. Last thing before I let you go, I know you cover the Pistons, but you cover the NBA. You follow it closely. You mentioned the Lakers earlier. They have, LeBron James and his teammates, won three straight games, and so that's better than losing three straight games. But is this a team that's figured something out and is now going to be a contender, or is it just a fundamentally flawed team that happened to win three straight games?
I think it's a mix of both. I think when you have LeBron and Russell Westbrook, and obviously they don't have Anthony Davis right now, but, just from a talent standpoint, you should be in most games. And the league is really deep right now, but LeBron, even being 37 years old, still had a really, insane last 4 weeks of basketball as they tried to stay alive in the West, playing without Anthony Davis. Westbrook, I think what I've said about his struggles. At the end of the day, he's still one of the best point guards in the league. And, I think for the Lakers, you can just get him to play to his strength at all times. But that could be a solution to some of the issues they've been having. Personally, I wasn't that crazy about the Westbrook trade because Westbrook does a lot of the same things that LeBron does and doesn't really address any of – not that LeBron has any weaknesses, but he's not a guy that seems like a natural fit to play off of him. I think the reporting was initially that they were going to get Buddy Hield. And if Buddy Hield is good as Westbrook, it doesn't mean things to Westbrook, no, but he's also one of the best shooters in the league. And, I think we've just seen LeBron, he tends to thrive next to guys like Buddy Hield who can just space the floor, give LeBron space to drive the rim. We've seen a formula that works, but Lakers don't have that. So, at this point, now there's rumors flying that they may look to get off of Westbrook. Their best scenario might just be waiting for Anthony Davis to come back and hoping that this combination works out because I don't know what Westbrook's value is right now. But whenever you have LeBron and you have a team that talented, there's always a chance that it eventually just clicks. So for them, it may just be a situation where you just hope that by April they begin to hit a bit of a run. Maybe this is the time they're turning it around. And by the time you get to the playoffs, you're in a good position to make a run.
That is Omari Sankofa from the Detroit Free Press. Pistons in town. Tip 7 o'clock tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.